Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Psalm 110. The Reverend John Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Psalm 110.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings in the day of his wrath.
He will execute judgment among nations, filling them with horses. He will shatter kings over the waters.
He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore he will lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
A reading from Hebrews, beginning at the 6th chapter. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, king of righteousness. And then he is also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 110 belongs to this week on account of Sunday's Gospel, where Jesus quotes it. It's a riddle, as we'll hear about on Friday. How is it that David, in the Spirit, calls his son Lord? Well, only by the mystery of the Holy Trinity, where the Father speaks his eternal oath and command, and the Son willingly obeys and wills the very same. How is it that David can call that second Lord my? Only by the mystery of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps we should have sung the Athanasian Creed today instead. But in this psalm itself, however, there is another riddle, a riddle that the book of Hebrews unravels. What does it mean that the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek? Now we know that this too must be speaking about Christ. The Lord swears his oath, that is, he christens his Christ and sets him about his task. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Cause them to submit themselves freely, clothed in the holy garments that you have won for them. But then here in the psalm, there is another office that belongs to this title, Christ. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now the discerning Bible scholar knows that there is no order of Melchizedek. The priesthood, that comes from Aaron and his sons, the Levites. Leviticus is their rule and rubric. They serve the tabernacle. They offer the daily and the various sacrifices. They enter into the holy place but once a year on the Day of Atonement. And they have a true order, one that carries on itself. When Aaron died, his vestments were removed from him and placed on Eleazar so that the order might continue. But this Melchizedek, no one knows where he came from or where he goes. Who was it that ordained him? What temple does he serve? And there is the riddle's answer. Or rather, it is a trick question of sorts that reveals itself. For the Lord Jesus also comes, as it were, out of nowhere. His origins are not from Levi, at least, for his priesthood is greater, and he is from ancient days. His rule is not written down in stone, for the law testifies of him. Indeed, he is the one who gave that law. He who is both the temple and its sacrifice, the great once and for all, the great Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is a priest of an order all his own. It begins and it ends with him who is the beginning and the end. And Abraham, even, who once offered that tithe to Melchizedek, well, he saw this greater priest's day and was glad. So why then does the Lord swear this little riddle as an oath? And why is that any good? Why does David go out of his way to sing that the Lord will not change his mind? Well, this is the glorious certainty of the Holy Trinity. Much like what St. John says in his epistle, if we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, which he has borne concerning his Son, that whoever has the Son has eternal life. The Lord swears on his Christ. He puts his solemn oath on all of his priestly duties. And he says, what this priest does, I will accept. And then I will not change my mind. And that is the strength of all of God's promises in Christ. He has sworn them and he will not change his mind. Don't let any of these little riddles, as I've called them, confuse you of that. The Holy Trinity is not a trickster. He's not into catches and technicalities. That's not what his riddles are about. He wants us to find the answers. And what is the answer to this and the riddle of Friday's gospel? It is not the condemnation of thou shalt, but it is the blessed promise of I have. He is the king and he is the priest, not for himself, not even for the Father only, but just as we confess it, for us and for our salvation. For this is the will of God for you in Christ. And in Christ he has sworn it, and he will not repent. He is the King of righteousness, the King of peace for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Vincent Shaw, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.